السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد، نتھنگ ان اسلام اور نتھنگ ان اے پرسنز لائف از کوئنسیڈنٹل، ایوری تھنگ ہیپنز ود دا ول آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی. سم پیپل وی ڈونٹ میٹ فار مینی مینی ایئرز اینڈ دین سڈنلی اللہ تبارک و تعالی کریئٹس دا اپرچونیٹی آف میٹنگ دیم اینڈ لسننگ ٹو دیم. So it was not coincidental, we'll say it was the will of Allah Ta'ala that we had about a fortnight ago, Hazrat Mawlana Mumtaz al-Haq Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, who addressed us. And he also gave us an idea of his imprisonment and then deportation on the grounds that he is a terrorist, because he has some kind of contact with Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, who is our Shaykh and Murshid. Now we have today Hazrat Mawlana Mansoor Haq Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, who is no stranger to South Africa. Whenever Hazrat visited this country, Hazrat Mawlana Mansoor Haq Sahab mesmerized and inspired the audience with his beautiful recitation of Hazrat Wala's Naat Sharif Kalam and also Mawlana's own compositions, which were very, very beautifully rendered. Mawlana also stayed for some time in America. He also was one of the early teachers at Darul Uloom Newcastle. For many years he taught there and has many students doing sterling work in different parts of the world. Hazrat Mawlana was one of those students that Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Binuri Rahmatullah Ali very strongly recommended to Mawlana Qasim Sema Sahib for employment at the Darul Uloom Newcastle. So inshallah we will listen to Hazrat Mawlana Mansoorul Haq Sahib. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى، وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. صدق اللہ مولانا العظیم. وقال حبیبنا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، الکیس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من اتبع نفسه هواه وتمنى على الله الامانی، او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين. والحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا ان هدانا الله، والحمد لله رب العالمين. درشی پڑھ لیجیے، اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. حضرت مولانا یونس پٹیل صاحب دامت برکاتہم، ریسپیکٹڈ علماء، ایلڈرز، برادرز اینڈ ایٹ دا ریسیور listening sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's my great pleasure and honor to be standing in front of this blessed gathering in the blessed house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this very blessed day, Yawmul Jumu'ah, which is even greater in His auspiciousness and in His blessing, then Yawmul Fitr and Yawmul Adha. It's my pleasure to be in this gathering to get the blessing of this occasion, this place, and this time. And I thank Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahab Damat Barakatum for his kind words for my humble self. Having faith and belief deep down that I was not worthy of that. But Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum Khusnul Zan will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Almighty Allah must make me worthy of that. I have recited spontaneously an ayat of the Holy Quran followed by a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I wanted to say something, and I beseech the Almighty Allah to give me opportunity and ability to say what is beneficial for me and for all of us seated here. Those brothers from the city of Thousand Hills, that is Durban. Thousand Hills city. Always when you travel in Durban, either you're going down or you're going up. And this fluctuations bodily also reflects the fluctuations of Iman. The Iman also fluctuates. Therefore, we must try to keep our Iman in balance. Once upon a time, those dark days in the history of subcontinent, when English rule was prevailing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has freed subcontinent from those dark days of history, as Almighty Allah has freed us all, South African, from the similar situation. And today, alhamdulillah, we are seated in the house of Allah and breathing in a free atmosphere. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala freed us. Let us also make dua that Almighty Allah give us another further freedom. And that freedom is even more important than the freedom which we had. And that is freedom from the dictates and the clutches and the grips of our own nafs which is within us. We are enslaved by our nafs, knowingly and unknowingly. So that person who was in England, in India, was a Khan Sahab, Pathan, working for a European, a very wealthy person. And when he was working and excavating certain areas, he came across some big treasure. And the boss doesn't know about it. The Khan Sahab came to know all this. He went to the boss and informed him that in your territory we found great treasure and must get hold of all that. So the European was very much impressed by loyalty and trustworthiness. Ki ye gareeb Pathan hai, Khan Sahab. اور اتنا بڑا اس کو خزانہ مل گیا اگر یہ لے جاتا اٹھا کر تو کون اس کو پوچھتا. If he took away, nobody would have questioned, nobody would have known. But he is making it known to me. What a loyal person. He gave him some kind of awards for his loyalty, trustworthiness, truthfulness. And that time was gone. After many, many years, he lost. That Khan Sahab lost or left the job and went away where he came from, some other part of India. And once upon a time, then time came that in the newspaper somewhere, this European person reading some news, a person by such name,
the same name with the person who was working with him, was caught with something, some vegetable thing he was stealing from a shop, potatoes or something. Well, this is not a riwayat of hadith that I should be accurate, whatever I remember, I'm telling you, don't hold me responsible for all that. Start investigating when it all happened. Sometimes people do that. We're going to see what we understand from this story. So this man is wondering, no, this cannot be that Khan Sahab who was working by me, because it is impossible that he's going to do that silly thing. Thousands and millions of rand worth treasure, and he has informed me and he never took anything. How could be a vegetable or something he can steal and can be caught for that? Worthless thing. Aloo ke piche pakda gaya. Aur mera itna khazana to mujhko de diya. Kaise ho sakta hai? Woh shakhs nahi hai. Investigated. Eventually he came to know it was the same person. Same Khansa. Then he wanted to see that Khansa. And when he met him, he told him, look, aren't you the same person? Once upon a time, you worked for me. He said, of course, I am the same person. Okay. Now what I am hearing and I read in the media, is that what is also true? He said, of course this is true. He said, Khan Sahab, I can never believe that person, honest person like you, could stoop so low that you could do that silly thing. That Khan Sahab told to the European person that, oh yes, remember, iman of a believer fluctuates. Sometimes it can go so high as you have seen, I was with you. But sometimes it can stoop so low. This is, you have seen the other extreme end of it. So iman fluctuates. Like we go up, driving in Durban, and sometimes you go down. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, don't let our iman go like that and be wasted. And we go, so stoop so low, that with our caps and with our beards, sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and with our kurtas, we must not soil all that in those shameful deeds and acts. کہ ہماری اس ساری عزت برباد خاک میں مل جائے. حضرت والا دامت برکاتہم عارف باللہ حکیم شاہ محمد اختر صاحب دامت برکاتہم ایک دعا اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ گرانٹ حضرت اینڈ حضرت مولانا پٹیل صاحب دامت برکاتہم آلسو ہیلتھ دیٹ ہی سیڈ کہ یہ آنکھوں کی بھی جو کمزوری ہے دیٹ وی جسٹ ڈو ناٹ کنٹرول اور گیزز اٹ کین ٹیک یو سو لو کہ اتنی عزت کے ساتھ تم ذلیل ہو جاؤ گے, لوگوں کے سامنے خار ہو جاؤ گے, تمہاری عزت تھوڑی سی بات میں خاتمے میں مل جائے گی. That's why Almighty Allah commanded us to lower your gaze. He wants that we must maintain our respect. اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہمارے لیے یہ حکم جو فرمایا ہے کہ اپنی نظروں کو نیچا کرو, تو یہ ہمارے اوپر ظلم و زیادتی کے لیے نہیں, ہمارا خیال کر کے فرمایا کہ ہماری عزت جو ہے خاتمے نہ مل جائے. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, فَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. A person, let me read the previous ayat. أَمَّا مَنْ تَغَى. He who rebels, اور راستے سے اور حد سے آگے نکل جائے, trespasses my limits, وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, and he prefers in his attitude this worldly life. When the two things come together, one got to do with the hereafter, one got to do with this world, he prefers worldly benefits and gain above the hereafter. As the Almighty Allah says in Surah Al-A'la, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. But you people prefer the worldly life. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Yet the life hereafter is better and more lasting. لیکن ہماری طبیعت, ہماری فطرت میں یہ ہے کہ ہم دنیا کا بہت سوچتے ہیں, دنیا کا نفع, اس کی بڑی اہمیت ہمارے دل میں ہے, اور دنیا کے نقصان سے ہم بہت ڈرتے ہیں. آخرت کے نقصان کا اتنی فکر نہیں, اور آخرت کے نفع کی اتنا خیال نہیں. May Allah Ta'ala grant us this tawfiq that we must change this attitude. And this attitude cannot be changed unless we must have profound love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at our heart. So make dua, Allah Ta'ala must grant us that love. And that love we can never have like this. It must be, we must have the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's friends. By staying in their company, joining them, inshallah, Allah will also kindle the fire of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart, like the awliya-i-kiram, Allah granted them that tawfiq. And you got Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahab Damat Barakatum here, whose programs are carrying on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless these all programs. And I want all the brothers to join with this niyyah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all also, that, you know, that type of heart which has got the ache of Allah ta'ala's love. So whosoever trespasses the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa athara al-hayat al-dunya, and he prefers the worldly life, fa innal jahima hiya al-ma'wa. Hellfire is the only abode for him. That means that this type of person, he is not a believer. Because the warning which is given, it is only for a disbeliever. Because no believer will ever stay in Jahannam. Maybe some unfortunately goes for a temporary time, but eventually he must go to paradise. So فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, with emphasis that only Jahannam is his abode, it's showing that only a disbeliever, unthankful, ingrate slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can have this quality that he trespasses the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he prefers the worldly life. دو چیزیں جس کے اندر ہیں وہ پکا کافر, کیونکہ فرمایا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ, جہنم جو ہے وہی اس کا ٹھکانہ ہے اور اس کا کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. So easy, two things only mentioned. There are two things mentioned and this guy is total failure. And another two things if you do, you are 100% success. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. As for the person who is conscious and fearful of the standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going to one day, I'm going to be standing in front of my Lord. This consciousness you got. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. And then he curbs his own nafs and his own self from desire. How easy it is. Two things only. One got to do with your mind and your heart. One got to do with your action. With mind and heart, think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day, I'm going to be standing in front of Him. I will be answerable for all my actions in front of Allah. Just think and meditate. Our awliya-i-kiram, buzurgan-e-deen, that's why they're saying for meditation. That 1 minute, 2 minutes, sit down and think, I'm going to die one day. And I'm going to be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answering for all my deeds. So this, if you do that, coupled with stopping yourself, preventing yourself from anything which is a desire. What is desire? The thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stopped us from. Those desires, there are two types of desire. One are lawful and other are unlawful. Lawful desires, we are allowed to indulge in that. And there are so many desires in this world Allah Ta'ala created for us. Halal, tayyib, lawful, permissible, enjoyable, you can have it. But then again, you will have the other side. The limits are there. Beyond that you're going to go, then those will be unlawful, forbidden and haram. So we're going to stop this. All right, I can go that far, but I cannot go further than this. No, this is not for me. If you're going to do that, innal jannata hiya al-ma'wa. If somebody does these two things, jannat is only abode for him, means he don't have to suffer. He don't have to go that way to Jahannam and then come out and go to Jannah. But jannat is the only abode. Ye to pakka Musliman hai. وہ پکا کافر ہے, वो उधर वाला और ये पक्का मुसलमान है बिकॉज एम्फेसिस है इन्नल जन्नता ही अल मावा. सो वी हैव टू डू ओनली टू थिंग्स. वन इज कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला. इसको डिवेलप करना है अपने अंदर के मेरा रब जो है मुझे मरना है और अपने रब के सामने हाजिर होना है. हम मन कान यरजू लिका रब्बिही. Clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a tafsir of this in another occasion. وَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. Whoever hopes that he's going to meet his Lord. اور حضرت اعلیٰ دامت برکاتہم کی خدمت میں جب میں حاضر ہوا. So this place, I explained that in a Juma day, in that masjid, Khanqa masjid. And حضرت والا حکیم شاہ محمد اختر صاحب دامت برکاتہم ریسیور کے اوپر سن رہے تھے اور آج مولانا ہمارے سامنے بیٹھے ہیں حضرت کے جانشین یہاں پر اس ملک میں وہ بیٹھے ہیں سن رہے ہیں. تو میں نے ان سے یہ ساتھیوں سے کہا کہ مقام اما من کان یرجو لقاء ربہ یو گاٹ اے ہوپ. آل ورڈز ہیئر گیونگ اس ہوپ دیٹ وی مسٹ ناٹ ہیو نیگیٹو ایٹیٹیوڈ اینڈ فیلنگ اباؤٹ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. So first thing, Raja. Raja means hope. That you got hope here, yeah, inshallah. Things will go right with me. you are a hopeful. Today people say, Muslim ulama-e-kiram do not give us hope. Go to Christian people in the church, they all talk about hope. But ulama are talking about fire. Is not so. Here is a hope. And hope of what? Meeting. So Christ milna hai, liqa rabbihi, his own Lord. تو رب بھی ہی یہاں پر یعنی کہ من کان یرجو لقاء اللہ کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے لقاء بلکہ کہا کہ اپنے رب کو ملنے کا جس کو امید ہے. تو یہ دس شوز دیٹ اسپیشل اٹیچمنٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ ود سلیو دیٹ وین ہی اسپوک آن دس ہی ہز اون لارڈ دیٹ مین ریمبر اف یو کین تھنک آف می ان دس ورلڈلی لائف ڈونٹ وری آن دا ڈے آف جسٹ آل تھنک آف یو. تم میرے ہو اپنے رب کے ملنے کی جس کو امید ہے. سو دس ورڈ شوز ایوری بلیور مسٹ ہیو اے گڈ ہوپ ان اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. ہمیشہ اچھی امید رکھو اپنے رب کے ساتھ. ہمیشہ محبت اور پیار کی باتیں ایسی ہی باتیں کرو کہ ہمارے رب تو بہت ہے. ایک بزرگ کا واقعہ لکھا ہے کہ ہی یوز ٹو گیو ہوپ ٹو پیپل اباؤٹ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ گیو دم دا کنسیشن. اللہ تعالیٰ کا گیو دس کنسیشن اف یو گون ٹو ڈو دیٹ دین اسٹل ول بی الاؤڈ فار یو ول بی اوکے. And when he died, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him and say, why did you do always and you're telling the people, you can, this is concession for you and this is concession for you? For what reason you have been doing this and making the thing easy? He said, no, ya Allah, I was doing it that the people must come, you know, closer to you. For your love, I did that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, because of that reason, I forgave you. So we all must not lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. So if we can do that, two things. One is, مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Two things. You must do some good deeds. So mashallah, Allah ta'ala tawfiq nasib farmaya. Everybody is busy in good deeds. And the second one is, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. He must not make shirk. In his ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must be absolutely monotheist and he must be worshipping only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he must free himself. His iman and faith must be right and his action must be right. Inshallah, he will get the complete success. So, Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullah alayhi's word, I must complete my talk on this time is up now. Dr. Sahab rahmatullah was a great Allah's wali. He said that اپنے جب کوئی کام کر لو وین ایور یو وانٹ ٹو ڈو سم تھنگ کم ان فرنٹ آف اینڈ دیٹ از یور ڈیزائر از دے ٹو ڈو چائلڈ کیم اینڈ یو وانٹ ٹو کس دا چائلڈ دس ویٹ تمہارا اپنا بچہ ہے اس کو پیار کرنا ٹھہر جاؤ. نفس کی وجہ سے پیار نہیں کروں گا تھوڑی سی سوچو لیکن میرے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے بچے سے پیار کیا ہے اس سنت کی وجہ سے میں پیار کر رہا ہوں. پانی بہت پیاس لگی ہے پانی سامنے موجود ہے ٹھنڈا پانی ہے دل چاہتا ہے پانی نہیں ٹھہر جاؤ میں اپنے نفس کی وجہ سے پانی نہیں پیوں گا. فرسٹ آئی ایم گونا سی کہ بھائی یہ تو حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے بھی ٹھنڈا پانی پسند فرمایا تو حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی سنت کی وجہ سے میں اس کو پیتا ہوں. وٹ ایور ورک یو وانٹ ٹو ڈو ڈونٹ ڈو آؤٹ آف یور ڈیزائر رادر اسٹاپ لٹل بٹ یور ڈیزائر نہن نفسا اینڈ دیر آفٹر یو مسٹ سی فار دی سنت آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور آئی ایم الاؤڈ بائی اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ٹو دین یو ڈو ان شاء اللہ یو کیری آن لائک دیٹ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ول میک اٹ موک ہول لائف بیکم ویری پلیزر فار آس ٹو لیو اینڈ اسی طریقے سے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ اپنے فضل و کرم سے اپنی محبت بھی نصیب فرمائیں گے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت بھی نصیب فرمائیں گے. میں دعا کرتا ہوں اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ مجھے اور آپ سب کو جو کچھ ہم نے پڑھا اور سنا اس کے اوپر اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ہم سب کو عمل کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے. وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ.